On day 33 of the partial government shutdown, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has resurfaced and scheduled votes on two bills tomorrow that could reopen the government. McConnell and other Republicans are backing one that includes the money the president has demanded for his border wall, something the president has made a condition of reopening government. Senate Democrats back a bill that funds the government through February 8th while negotiations continue. Democrats have made opening the government a condition for negotiating. NPR Congressional correspondent Scott Detrow is here. Hi, Scott.
Hey there.
And first take up the return of Mitch McConnell, off the radar for 5 weeks. What's the talk there about his absence?
Well, you know, I think he and a lot of Senate Republicans felt pretty burned in December. They held a vote, a unanimously approved bill to fund the government without a border wall. Their understanding was that President Trump would sign it. He didn't sign it. He reversed course. The House changed the bill to include a border wall, and here we are more than a month later. So at the time, Mitch McConnell said, well, I'm just not going to hold a vote on anything until Democrats and President Trump agree on it. Of course, this is not that. This is a bill that the president would support, but Democrats still disagree with it. Still, the Senate is holding these two votes, and that's some sort of progress, except, of course, neither of them are likely to pass or end this shutdown.
Exactly. Given that's the thinking, are the sides doing anything to try to sweeten the pot?
Not at the moment on the Senate side, at least. We haven't seen any sort of movement or real conversations. We're seeing a little bit of movement on the House side today from House Democrats. It looks like we're expecting some sort of letter or some sort of counteroffer to come from Democratic leaders to the president at some point later today. The general idea of what we're hearing is, again, it's not too much different than what you were talking about before. Democrats are saying, reopen the government first, and then we are willing to spend billions, $5 billion more on border security. It's just that House Democrats don't want to spend it on a wall. They're in favor of spending it on things like increasing security at ports of entry, where they argue the drugs are coming through that the president is so focused on.
And the Democrats would say it's a disagreement over what kind of border security, while the president is saying, and his people are saying, that the Democrats don't want any security at all. Here's a former White House legislative director, Mark Short, who was on NPR's Morning Edition.
I think that the president is committed to getting border security, and he feels that he's frustrated with Congress's impasse, and this is the only way forward.
This being this demand for the wall. Look, this comes as former West Wing communication aide Cliff Sims, who's very close with President Trump, has a book coming out. It's titled Team of Vipers. He describes a White House out of control, according to The Washington Post, which got a copy of the book.
And he's a Trump ally.
And he is an ally of the president's. Yeah. And right now, the White House is reportedly focusing on nothing else but this border wall. Where does that go?
Unclear. But I think I think there is a key factor in all of this, and that is Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill all feel repeatedly burned by the White House in negotiations. You know, Vice President Pence comes and floats something to Democrats, only to see President Trump undercut that the next day. Things like that happen over and over again, and both parties feel like it's hard to negotiate with President Trump right now because they're not sure what is said 1 minute, whether that applies 10 minutes later.
Now, look, Ben McAdams, who is the only Democratic lawmaker in the Utah delegation to the House of Representatives, he was saying, look, we have to continue to stay at the table. But he's in a red state. Are other Democrats feeling pressure from their constituents?
Well, I think two parts there. Mm-hmm. Certainly, a lot of Democrats are very mindful of how much so many of their constituents are suffering. People directly who haven't been paid for more than a month now and people who rely on these services. They're very aware that this is getting worse and worse every day. At the same time, they are aware that repeated polls, including several ones that came out this morning, show that the public is blaming President Trump, show that the idea of a border wall is still not popular with the public, and they feel like their stance of reopen the government first is the right stance to be on right now. So there's no pressure to change and suddenly vote for a wall.
NPR congressional correspondent Scott Detrow. Scott, thank you.
Sure thing. Talk soon.